Good Sunday morning to everyone. This is Brian Newberg from GoldenBlack.com, and this is our Golden Black Radio Express post-game podcast from number 24, Purdue's 84-75, I think the score was, win over Ball State in Mackey Arena. Before we get started, obviously, we want to thank our sponsors, and those sponsors are... One second. They are... Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and Charters Team Remax Ability Plus. I apologize there. I'm doing this on my cell phone while I'm driving. I had to switch between apps. Probably not the safest thing to be doing when driving around at 1:19 in the morning on a Saturday night on a college campus, but I had to do what I had to do. Moving along here. A couple of thoughts from Purdue's 9-point win over Ball State, kind of a game that was not as close as the final score indicates, but not as one-sided as the final score indicates as well. It was very close, back and forth. I believe the lead changed hands 16 times before Purdue used a 19-2 run in the middle of the second half to kind of blow it open, go up 17. Ball State made a couple of threes, got it within 9, ended up winning by 9. Purdue did, I should say. So a little bit of everything there from a range of margin perspective. First topic I want to hit here is just that the theme this season, I guess, of sophomore improvement, sophomore progress, if you will. I don't think anybody's coming into this season thinking that either Matt Harms or Nojel Eastern are going to be Caleb Swanigan. Going from not even being All Big Ten to being an All American as a sophomore, or Carson Edwards making the exact same jump the following year, but I do think obviously it's imperative for Purdue this season that those guys, after showing flashes last season of being pretty good players, materializes into them being pretty good players. I think Matt Harms obviously did a lot last year for Purdue, really, really was a valuable contributor, a guy Purdue, you know, wouldn't have won as many games without had they not had him right away, had he not been the pleasant surprise he was. Nojel Eastern, more of a spot contribution sort of guy, absolutely positively helped them win games, specific games. Penn State comes to mind. Michigan in Ann Arbor comes to mind for sure. But consistency maybe wasn't always there. That's not uncommon for freshmen, obviously, but it was a thing for him, kind of up and down. Closed playing some of his best basketball, but in terms of the start to finish, it wasn't a straight line for him, nor is it ever really for young players. But now those guys, obviously everything changes for them. They get thrust into much more prominent roles, starter roles, bigger minutes, more responsibility, all that comes with it. Leadership roles, you name it, it's on their plate now. And the early returns here, at least in Nojel Eastern's case, have been maybe a little bit mixed, but tonight was a breakthrough of sorts, at least for this season, because everything Nojel Eastern did last year to help Purdue win games in spot minutes, he did over massive minutes today, or I shouldn't say massive, but a much more expanded role than he did last season. He was the driving force behind what arguably was the biggest difference in this game, that being, I guess, the possessions column between Purdue's offensive rebounding and the turnovers it was able to force. He was a big part of both of those things. His defense on Taylor Persons was impeccable. Persons, Ball State's point guard, had 19 points, but very, very few of them came when Nojel Eastern was actually guarding him, and he was the primary defender. That tells you what kind of job Nojel Eastern did on him, but it also tells you what Persons was able to do when anyone else was guarding him. So that was a big part of Nojel Eastern's value in this game. But also, he gives Purdue 12 points, made the first basket to start Purdue's run, the 19-2 run, made the final basket when that run ended, and that's the run that put them up 17 and basically won this game for Purdue. So he really had kind of a breakthrough of sorts today in terms of impacting the game in a lot of ways in a much more expanded role than he did last season. What he did last season in a limited role translated to a bigger role, I guess is what I'm saying in a roundabout, overly redundant way. In Matt Harms' case, I think, you know, obviously he was a player Purdue relied on a lot last season, but now it really, really relies on him a lot. And what you've seen earlier this season from him has been a player Purdue's really going to rely on offensively. They're really going to put to good use, I think, a guy they can use a lot of different ways. When you look at him offensively tonight, and he wasn't a focal point offensively last season, at least until the NCAA tournament when he stepped in for Isaac Haas after Isaac Haas got hurt. They did a little bit of stuff for him. They used him a little bit. His usage went up. But now he's going to be a guy that they feature. It's imperative for Purdue this year they have some offensive balance. This can't just be Carson Edwards dribbling up the floor every time, attacking and either taking a shot or having to make the play for somebody else. It can't. This can't be so centralized that way. Purdue has to have some balance, and the best way to find some balance is to find an interior scoring presence. Purdue is going to give the ball to Matt Harms on the inside. Matt Harms is going to do some things in screen and roll. He's much more mobile than the big guys Purdue's had before, and he made a three tonight. And when you take him in conjunction with Evan Boudreaux, who's the backup five right now, a guy who's really going to help Purdue offensively, the two of them go out and get 30 points between them tonight. And I don't know how many fouls they drew. I know Matt Harms drew 8. That in itself, that's productivity that exceeds what Purdue has gotten over 40 minutes from its really, really talented, really, really influential big men of the past 3, 4, 5 seasons. So I'm not saying that those two guys are going to get 30 points every night and you're a better team offensively at center than you were before, because you are not. That's simply not reality. But what I'm saying is Purdue is off to a pretty good start in terms of getting the sort of productivity it needs from the center position to have the sort of balance that I think can really help it. And I'm sorry, as I'm talking, I'm tapping my fingers against my steering wheel here. I hope that's not distracting, but this is really weird doing this all by myself in my car late at night. But that's what we're doing. I hope these thoughts were worthwhile. That's pretty much all I have to say from this game. Purdue's 9-point win over Ball State in Mackey Arena. So with all that being said, I want to thank our sponsors once again. Follow the Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and Charters Team Remax Ability Plus. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts for all your support of all our many platforms. So hope everyone had a wonderful Saturday night and a safe Saturday night and a safer early Sunday morning. And we will talk to you again next week from the Charleston Classic in, you guessed it, Charleston. Have a good night, everybody. Have a good morning, everyone.